In spite of his repeated assertions that nobody would be fired for selling arms to Iran, President Reagan announced last week that National Security Advisor John Poindexter had resigned and that Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, who worked for Poindexter, had been fired. He left it to Attorney General Edwin Meese to explain why.
Certain monies which were received in the transaction between representatives of Israel and representatives of Iran were taken and made available to the forces in Central America which are opposing the Sandinista government there.
Meese insisted the president did not know that money from the sale of arms to Iran was being sent to Contras in Nicaragua.
The people who were involved in the situation didn't tell anybody, including the president.
Nancy Reagan said her husband was doing everything possible to right the situation.
Well, I don't know. If there are more steps to be taken, he'll take them. He took these immediately. He found out last night, and it was done this morning.
And President Reagan, on his way to a Thanksgiving holiday in California, was not answering reporters' questions.
Mr. President, what did you know about money going to the Contras?
All I know is this is just going to taste wonderful, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, if the president didn't know something as profoundly consequential as this, then something is profoundly wrong.
Does the bank president know whether a teller in the bank is fiddling around with the books? No.
Chief of Staff Donald Regan vigorously denied reports that he knew about the diverted money from the beginning.
No, that's ridiculous. I was not briefed thoroughly on all of this. I've never heard of it before until the news came out on Monday about what was happening with the Iranian money and the Contras.
Oliver North, the man the White House says did know about the diversion of millions of dollars through Swiss bank accounts to the Contras, was reported to have shredded documents in his White House office before he was fired.
Chance to go home and have some turkey. I can't make a statement now. When the time is appropriate, I will give all the facts in the appropriate forum, and I will do so under the advice of my counsel.
Vice Admiral John Poindexter and his aides were reported to have destroyed stacks of sensitive documents as well. The leader of the largest Contra army said he didn't know anything about any money.
Today, I am denying that we have received this money or that we have used this money that is being talked about.
The Israelis who brokered the arms deal with Iran said they didn't know the money was going to the Contras.
The money clearly went to an account that was given by the United States representatives to the Iranians. It didn't pass through Israel, and Israel didn't have any role whatsoever in it.
CIA agents, not necessarily Director Casey, but CIA agents did know what Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North was doing. Does that match your information?
Well, Mr. Rather, I'm not going beyond the information that was provided earlier today, because our inquiry is still continuing, and I wouldn't want to make any definite statements until we have more information. There are a lot of people yet to interview.
And investigations will continue by the Justice Department, by Congress, by the FBI, by a special presidential commission, and perhaps, as Senator Patrick Leahy suggested, by a Watergate-style special prosecutor.
A special prosecutor can tell the president if he's been lied to. A special prosecutor can tell the Congress if they've been lied to. A special prosecutor can tell the American people if there have been lies.
The United States officially and formally violated the unratified SALT II treaty by exceeding the agreed-to limits on two types of nuclear weapons systems.
It is a big mistake, and it will make searches and approaches to disarmament more difficult.
President Reagan believes the Soviets have been violating the treaty all along. In the Philippines, the Aquino government and the communist insurgents signed a truce that begins December 10th and will continue for 60 days, while both sides search for ways to make a permanent peace. And in the middle of a tumultuous week, Thanksgiving came along, as it always does. So did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, as it has come along now for 60 years.